Pope Francis celebrated his first Easter Sunday Mass today, praying for world peace and urging a diplomatic solution to the standoff on the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports that only 2 weeks after his election, the first pope from the developing world continues to make his mark on the Catholic Church.
We pro nobis perpendit in ligno.
St. Peter's Square was bedecked with flowers and packed with joyous pilgrims and tourists as Pope Francis celebrated Easter Mass. The ceremony ends with the traditional papal message Urbi et Orbi. In his first message to the city and to the world, Francis urged peace for the Middle East and that Israelis and Palestinians resume negotiations to end a conflict that has lasted too long.
Pace in Iraq, perché
peace in Iraq, Francis urged, that every act of violence may end, and above all for dear Syria. How much suffering, the Pope lamented, must there still be before a political solution can be found?
Pace in Asia, soprattutto nella penisola coreana.
The Pope appealed for peace in Asia, above all on the Korean Peninsula. May disagreements be overcome, he said, and a renewed spirit of reconciliation grow. Francis's most intense appeal was for what he called a world divided by greed, looking for easy gain, wounded by selfishness.
Egoismo che continua la tratta de persone.
The selfishness of human trafficking, the most extensive form of slavery in this 21st century, Francis said. And he urged peace for a world torn apart by violence linked to drug trafficking and by the iniquitous exploitation of natural resources. In keeping with his humble image, Francis wore simple, unadorned vestments and celebrated the Mass alone, without his cardinals. And in another contrast with his predecessor, the rituals this Holy Week have been shorter than in past years. Francis's common touch has been warmly welcomed by so-called Vatican II Catholics, those faithful who have felt left on the sidelines during the last two conservative papacies. The new pope has struck a chord with his direct language and by referring to himself as Bishop of Rome rather than Supreme Pontiff. One of Francis's most surprising acts was at the Holy Thursday ritual this week when, in an unprecedented move, he washed the feet of two women. This raised eyebrows among traditionalists who say that only men can partake of the rite since Jesus' apostles were all male. Vatican analysts say it's too early to say whether Francis is ushering in a Catholic Church spring. Up to now, the changes have been in tone and symbolism, but they've already galvanized the hopes of many Catholics that the Church will soon embrace needed and substantial reforms. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News.